Quote, although by means of the higher trainings in ethical discipline, concentration, and wisdom, one can attain nirvana or liberation from cyclic existence, this attainment in itself is not sufficient. Of course, for one who has gained nirvana, there is never again the need to wander in samsara. Yet because only a part of one's faults have been overcome, one has not really fulfilled oneself from one's own point of view. Also, because one is neither omniscient nor omnipotent, one has not fulfilled oneself from others' point of view. So there is a need to look to the goal of complete Buddhahood. It is ultimate fulfillment from both one's own and others' point of view. Moreover, one should not think to gain Buddhahood merely for one's own benefit. One should want it purely in order to more efficiently and deeply benefit all sentient beings. Just as you have fallen into the ocean of samsaric misery, so have all others, and they, like you, know only frustration and misery. There is not one of them who previously has not been your father and mother again and again, and who has not shown you unimaginable kindness. It is only justice that if you are to gain liberation and omniscience, they too should be freed from anguish. It is primarily to benefit them that you yourself must reach the state of peerless, non-abiding nirvana. And for this, you must generate the supreme Bodhi mind, the enlightened attitude. End of quote.